Pharmacy and Radical Pharmacy. There are two things, there are two parties, Krishna Party and the Radical Party. There are three kinds of sati. One is in Krishna Party and one is in Radical Party. Lalita Vishakha are in both parties, but especially they are inclined towards Srimati Radhika. But Rukmanjari is especially the party of Srimati Radhika. Never goes in Krishna party, never in Radhika. So Rukmanjari writes that Krishna will think about Srimati Radhika. He will meet for Radhika. They will think and do everything for Radhika. Why that card is alone will be answered. So this is Radha question. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava group. Our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu power. This is especially new quality of a special quality of Rupanuja. Radha Das Gosvami is saying, if Krishna is coming to Dwarka, come on, I will not listen to Krishna. If he is telling hundreds and hundreds times, but when I will see that the Radhika is with Krishna at Dwarka, then I will at once fly to and will serve Radhika. If Radhika and Krishna telling that don't come, but he gave it. Exclusive. If Krishna and Radhika are playing games of anything, and if Krishna is defeated, then I will clap. This is expected. So here, it is Rupanugrastha that Krishna is always thinking for Radhika and became like. It is not mentioned anywhere of all three.
Yes.
In Kusum Sarovar. He went one day. And please imagine that Radhika will come shortly for gathering flowers. Krishna went on the tree, top of the tree. And a tree bench, he sat on the branch of the tree that came nearer to us. And full of power. And he sat on the tree in such manner that anyone cannot see.
No one could see him.
He was in his head in the that after that time, sometimes Srimati Radhika will think all the things can be. Very near us to us, it is easy to take all the flowers. So he becomes confident and can use to take flowers from that friend. He was ஆட்காதீர்கள். It has been written, but that is whether it is there or not. It is there. This thing is there. But so, under this story, many of the pastors have extraordinary power.
Yesterday, when I was coming on the Parikram path near to the Goshala, there is one Kamal Kadamba together. Like you were
Kamal,
saying?
Eh?
Kadamba.
Kadamba.
Twisting like
this.
Yes, the one is coming like this and like this and up. And the Kadamba, one side is all dead side, but the other side is coming up very strong. So nice.
I wanted to make you.
Yes.
So see, there are jugal.
Yes.
So many jugal. One Kadambi, one Kamal.
Together, twisting? Or one, separate?
The getting is that both are together.
Yes.
And some are good water.
Yes.
Lotus are there, but now we, there are so many growths there.
Yes.
Now we don't see any growth there. So what is up? Navalkunda and Apsara Kunda are very, very clear. They can be taken as that. Now we can say. It will be to be there will be nothing to do.
Sanket, you know?
Yes, sir.
Sanket. It was to be morning. Krishna left the Kund, Bhaktimati Radhika, and he was going to Nandagaon. And Srimati Radhika was going to Javatgram. All these sakhis were with Srimati Radhika, they were returning. And they came at once to Japgram and slept. Krishna did not went except to Nandagaon. He was going to any other path, to Rukmanjari Thar. And he, there is any fact. Why is not going direct to Nandagaon? So there should be anything hidden. He went hiding. Krishna was going and she was behind. And Krishna was not seeing Rukmanjari. Went to the Kunja where Chandrali was sitting and waiting for Krishna. There she was Khandita. Khandita. One of Naika is of Khandita. When Krishna went there, he had some mark that he is coming from Radhika. He has begged pardon of Radhika. His head on the feet of Radhika. So Auta, there is a red collar, was there. So Krishna seeing Chandravali, he began to consolate her. Consolate, it is right word? That don't be worried.
Console her.
had so many businesses that why I could not come. There were so many obstacles. My mother was reckoned, so I could not come. Or anything he at once came down. And in consolation, he told that, "Oh Radhike, you are better, you are good, okay." He unremembered. He forgot. Because he was in.
Yes.
So he called Chandra Rauli, "Oh Radhike, you are quite good. You should forgive me that I have come late." Chandra Rauli told that, "Oh Kamsa, I am quite right. Krishna told that, why you have told me Kamsa?" All sakhis were laughing. Krishna thought that anything wrong had gone from me. So he asked, "Why you have called me Kamsa?" She told that, "Why you have called me Radha? I'm Radha, I'm not Radha, I'm Chandra Rauli." In the groves where this was done, this pastime was done. Surely it is in Sanket. But where?
We
don't know. So every pastime had that place.
Yes.
But actually, where? If I was Siddha and had seen all these things with my own eyes there, and I was participated in Krishna pastime, then I could tell. See.
But I mean that Chauya. It is called Chauya. It is called fair. Fair truth. Burji. It is called Burji. But Burji has been built there. And of course, I cannot go afterwards because it is on the mountain. Of course, I became ill also. Strength fallen down. When was I in full strength? I had done all this. In Nandagama also, some footprints of Sri Krishna, footprints of Radhika are there. There have been built Chhatris. Called Chhatris, not Burji Chhatris, they are called.
Mm-hmm.
If it's right, Chhatris.
Chhatris means something like this.
Yes. Four pillars.
Yes.
And having a top on the having top.
Yes.
Having will.
But
of course, so who is going to see?
But nobody is taking care of these trees now.
There are Chhatris are there. They are not trees, they are Chhatris. But these stone constructions.
Oh, I see. You built a stone construction.
Mm-hmm.
Not. I thought you were saying to protect the trees.
Oh. It is a stone construction.
Just so someone
protecting the footprints of Sri Krishna.
Protecting the stone.
Protecting the footprints of Sri Balaram.
I see.
Balaram Krishna.
Balaram's footprints are where?
Balaram footprints there.
At
Lilavati.
Lilavati, I see. And the footprints of Radha and Krishna, you built this chhatri at Nandagram.
Nandagram. Of course, these are costly, money is required,
yes.
And it's It won't give any fruits or anything.
Yes.
Mm. It's money spent only.
Yes.
But it's service in return you won't get it.
Yes.
It is not like Bhandara. By making at least half a Bhandara, you will get at least 2,000 in return.
Yes.
These are not the things like that. These are completely selfless.
Yes. But from what I can see, my little bit of experience, even the local people, they're not so much interested for protecting these things anymore. We went to Kamavan.
Well, people are of course different minds now.
Yes.
Different minded.
Yes.
But they see. Because we are devotees, it is our duty to see his safety.
Yes.
And you tell me anything more?
Are you getting tired?
So you will tell me the for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I will say.
I know this is not, it is not possible to see Krishna's pastimes without the Premanjana. But I don't know if it is possible to explain because I am not the Premanjana. But these trees we see now with the thorns and the poor and everything is coming looking very like desert. Are these trees really there? Or is it like that other trees are there? Beautiful trees are there and we cannot see them. Is this like a curtain? Or is it that these trees themselves are actually have a beautiful form? How do we understand? We are seeing with the ordinary eyes.
Ordinary eyes, whatever you see the form. But in Premanjana Chaitanya Bhakti, we don't see it anymore. Santa Sadaiva Hadaya, we look at it. Govinda Madhipurusham Samaham Bhajami, one is look at the by the Premanjana Chaitanya Bhakti Vilochana, you know, only you can see.
But
what do you put to get Premanjana?
Yes.
To get Bhakti,
right.
You have to follow his pattern.
Right.
Yes.
But for one who is following, but not yet complete, how should he understand? I mean, we are seeing one thing, but we are told there is something else. So how do we understand what we are seeing? Because we are not yet seeing that pure Vrindavan.
That can be done by through bhajan only.
But what we are seeing, that is also real?
Yes, see, whatever you are seeing is true.
Is also true.
Yes. Whatever now you are seeing are true. This Vishwa Satya, but it's not Nitya.
It's not Nitya.
Vishwa is Satya, which is not a Nitya word. Whatever you see, true.
Yes.
But it is not Nitya. This is subject to change, subject to decay and destruction.
So what
that is the nature of the world.
Yes. So we now see Vrindavan, we are seeing it and thinking it is not Nitya for us, because we have not the mature
Vrindavati. Nitya means the Chinmaya Tattva is Nitya. Which they, out of mercy, the Vrindavan comes in here.
Yes.
And then afterwards it may, may disappear also by the will of Sri Krishna.
I have sometimes a very hard time, because when I first came to Vrindavan, I was thinking Vrindavan is Krishna's home, so it must be something very carefully taken care of. And then when I, even in 7 years only I've been in Vrindavan, I've seen because of the education, the different reasons, the residents of Vrindavan, the people who live here, they're becoming more and more and more towards the Western values, the Western And so I see changes taking place in the in at least in the area of Vrindavan that I am.
Because they are worldly minded. They are worldly minded. Worldly merits they take it.
Yes.
They are being attracted by Western things.
Yes.
And following it.
But we are in the Shastra, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
They are not after Krishna. They are after Bhog. So they are remaining in Vrindavan. They are after enjoyment. They are not after Krishna. You are after Krishna, so you have to take everything in this way.
But I'm sorry to continue, but I have hard time to understand. They are worldly minded, but they are Vrajavasis by birth.
Yes, by what Vrajavasis?
So they are also pure, or they are not also pure?
Of course, by out of Sukruti they appear with Vraja.
Yes.
But due to suspense, due to lack of suspense,
yes,
and association of worldly minded people,
yes,
they are getting, dirty minded.
Yes. This is real.
Yes, they are becoming dirty minded. They are after greedy.
Yes.
Greediness and other things.
Yes.
Also in their brains. So why do you think of those things? No, don't think.
Because
you don't think of anything of others.
Yes.
You think yourself. You think about the scriptures.
Hmm.
Krishna Shastra said, Bhikshu. You become Shastra Grit.
Yes.
Your eyes must be Shastra Grit.
Hmm.
Not this material drink.
One reason.
Don't see all these things personally.
But I'm asking.
That's why you don't go to anybody.
Right.
You have your own mandir.
Yes.
Have you refer the books?
Mm-hmm.
According to that, you go on. But if you go there, they are worldly minded.
Yes.
Their achar vichar, that means their vyavahara of completely worldly, you will get upset.
Yes.
They are not. Don't they appear in the divine Dham?
Yes.
Their mentality is not divine.
I see. The reason I'm asking is because recently I was reading in this Vrindavan Mahimamrita so many times for Bodhananda
said,
he is glorifying them.
That is his vision. That is his vision.
I see.
It cannot be your vision.
Yes, I see. This was my confusion.
Well, these authors have written.
Yes.
The Samadhi, their vision, their darshan. Saraswati Pasa darshan is like that. But how can you copy it?
Yes. This was I could not understand how I can copy it.
That is his vision.
Yes.
I'm seeing only there. Wherever I see it, Sri Krishna is coming, seeing his purti. Sahaja and Krishna is coming everywhere in his world. In this Vrindavan, every tree is shedding tears for the sake of Krishna. That is his vision.
Yes.
His bhajan is like that.
Yes.
He is Saragrahi.
Yes.
Vaishnavas are don't see other faults.
Yes.
They haven't got any time to see others.
Yes.
They have to see their own and they have to see their own Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
They close their doors and windows for 24 hours, chanting the name of Hari.
Yes.
Doing bhajan. People be coming from other places. They don't mingle with anybody here.
Yes.
They have their own rooms, shutting the doors and windows, chanting the name of Hari.
Yes.
They don't take part in all this.
Mm.
And it came that they all of a sudden came there to go on roaming you. Well, you will get upset.
Yes.
You see different things.
Well, Baba, because we have service here that often takes us backwards and forwards, these questions often come to our mind because we must deal with
it. That's why you don't see all those.
Yes.
You don't see. You see only the scriptures.
Yes.
You are Suti, Shastra Jayadrik. Your eyes is your eyes. See everything according to scripture.
Yes.
Not according to skin. spiritual world.
This is a little difficult in the beginning, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Take some time.
Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not allowed to come.
Yes.
Others should not come here.
Yes.
Without their redemption, their devotion will be affected.
Yes.
Should not maintain really. We are different persons.
Yes.
We have to bow down to everybody. Without their happy in Krishna's arm. And you do your own bhajan. You come here to do your bhajan. Not to criticize the people here.
Yes.
Let them do whatever they like.
Yes.
When God is concerned, you follow the teachings of Guru, you follow the teachings of Vaishnava scriptures, and according to that you pass your life. Always thinking about Radha and Krishna, and for achieving salvation. This way you lead, you will get this thing. But without doing this, roaming hither and thither, and chit-chatting won't do.
Yes.
That won't be able to. That will disturb you. You should not think anything of others. Anything ill of others or anything defects of others. It's not my job. I'm here to make bhajan, not for all these things.
But
this is all post work.
Yes. But sometimes naturally in dealing, one feels a little sad to see how Kali is coming in this way. Not in the mood of criticizing, but one feels some concern because you see how the times are changing, how the influence is like
this.
So one must feel something.
Yes, because you are not the influence of the world.
Yes.
Why do you think of this world? It is subject to change. This world is subject to change. It's only subject to decay. So how, even if you sorrowful, what can you do?
Yes.
It is ever changing. Today you don't find tomorrow.
Yes.
Never find tomorrow. Today is today. After tomorrow, it will disappear. So in this way, let us not waste our time. Let us be engaged always in service of Krishna and try to have a foremost object of attaining Him. So you please do this thing, make bhajan 24 hours and get the eternal thing.
Yes.
That is the field of the feet of Radha and Krishna. Now you please
take some minutes.
Yes.
So I will try to think some more questions about the trees. And so
what trees you get? What necessary for all these trees are everywhere? Thousands of trees there. I give you the number of trees there in the book.
Yes.
If you read the book, you will get the names of trees.
Yes.
Of course, for writing books, etc., it is required. Are you writing a book?
I want to. But of course, I'm not so qualified, so this is a...
I give you the material.
Yes.
Read those books. You will get the description of trees there. Names, etc.
Alright.
And if you want it, then you will say, go to botany department and say.
Alright.
You will go to Pusa and see the trees found.
Bhashana.
No, Pusa in Delhi.
Where is that?
Very big library there about trees. Likes and likes the books there. You read about books. What of trees? You get many number of trees. But if you want only the whole trees of Raja, you find give those two books in. Very fine. If you want to know the entire botany, you go to Pusa and get.
I only need that knowledge as reference. Sometimes some knowledge is required for some reference. But I'm not interested in writing about general trees. Only if I can collect some information about Raja trees.
Prayer also, you first take the names of those trees here, from these two books.
Yes.
It's a structure,
okay.
It's a flora,
yes.
And it's growth, it's a trunk, nature of the trunk.
Everything.
The varieties of roots, all things are mentioned there.
All that.
You go to Pusa and get.
Okay.
Pusa is a very good library. Pusa University.
Mm-hmm.
You find them. Go to Delhi and go to Pusa and get.
All that. Thank you, Mama.
Bandirbat. In Bandirban. Bandirbat. By the name of Bandirbat, it became Bandirban. Originally, there is Bandirbat. Bandirbat means a Jagannath book you have not seen?
Yes, I have seen.
I have told about Bandirbat.
Some you have told.
Some.
Not everything.
Bandir means one deer.
Deer.
Bandir means the light of, as the light of sun, light of Krishna is sun. These, one these, that but means a
banyan tree.
Tree, but
tree.
Banyan
tree.
Is the light of, when divine light. So Krishna plays under that tree. Sometimes Krishna goes there. The tree is Dali.
Where?
Branches of
yeah.
Rain are so
long
that they go across the Ganga from there to another side of Jamuna. Jamuna is running very near to that, but crazy friends of her. Sometimes he and the all friends use the branches of the tree like a pool.
Bridge.
As a bridge goes here and there. And lots of birds take shelter in the tree. So many cockles and a peacock. Peacock, cuckoo,
we call English.
Cuckoo. And other birds. So many deer take shelter there. And when Krishna goes that tree, the mothers of the cowherds sends something to eat for cowherds, for their boys, sons. So they hang
everything on the trees, benches. And in the midday, they sit in the very cold
circle, first circle, then next circle.
And lots of friends sit down in so many circles. Those who are sitting behind Krishna, they are saying that Krishna is
facing. Yeah.
Those who are sitting inside, by the side, they are also saying that Krishna is face to face. Those who are very far away from Krishna, they are saying that I am very, very near to Krishna. And with them, Krishna is keeping himself and feeding others also. So many blocking methods are going on. One day, Krishna, with his friend, Gaurav, went there. You have heard some Srimad Bhagavat, this is to the initial Bhagavat, that once Krishna with his friends and cows went there. And when they were eating in circle, cows went, cows drink water there and went.
Wandered away.
They never went left living Krishna, but today they are seeing that here very, very soft and green grasses are there, and when they leap forward, they see that here is also better than this. And so on they went away, leaving Krishna behind. They went in Munjatavi. Munjatavi means here, in the jungle side, where
Munje,
long grass,
fight.
Yes.
Upside,
yeah.
White. And when this grass is there, and if a message is given, whole jungle in a second will pass. So they went inside that grass bun. Bun means a jungle.
Forest.
Then inner and inner, but they cannot come across. At last they missed their way to come out, and there they saw that if only jungle can get from that cross. And it is midday, and it was warm season. So stands there, very heating. So they become very thirsty. Yes. But there was no Jamuna water there, very far away from Jamuna. Then they
saw at once how we can go there and it, but they could not touch anyway. At the time, the boys who were sitting in such a distance, they saw that where cows are going, has gone, no trace of cows. They stand and don't, they do not ask Krishna and Baldev, but they themselves run away behind cows. By the trace of their footprints and the grasses which came out from their mouths. Seeing this, they went there, fed the cows there. When they entered in the forest of that grass, they also could not search any way to come. They went to the cows, near cows. Cows were there, at that time, they were crying for water and for, because they were burning. At them, any person of Kans, that Kans has sent any man, devil soul, to see that fair Krishna is with his friends and cows. And he was watching, and he, when he saw that all the friends and cows are in one place, and in this jungle, he burned the jungle. And at once, there was very, very air was
hot.
By hot,
yes.
Air came,
smoke
went down upside, and the cooler wind went to see the to take the place of warm wind. So blowing, air was blowing.
Yeah. The wind was blowing.
And by the air, as a chariot takes a man here and there, air as a chariot took all the fire here and there. So in a second, whole forest was burned. Cows began to weep. Krishna runs their ranks where Krishna and Baldev were. Krishna at once went there and saw that all hens and cows are weeping and they are crying. Krishna at once told them, close your eyes. Friends, understand that Krishna knows any mantra. Mantra, what is mantra?
There's no English like him, maybe like him, but mantra.
You know mantra? Gopi mantra, Gopal mantra,
yeah. Maha mantra.
Any mantra, and by mantra, he can subside the fire burning, and he will rescue us.
Yes, protect, save us.
So he can protect.
Rescue is perfect word.
Krishna saw that once in the boyhood, boys were telling that the Krishna has taken us in his mouth. Surya Sudha called me and asked me whether I have taken any earth seed in my body. I told him, no, I have not taken. Then Surya Sudha asked her, that this voice, your friends are telling you that you have taken. Baldev is also telling that you have taken. So you have much. I want to see your mouth. And if you have taken earth piece, I will do like this and like this. Yes? And he began to say that you are very naughty boy. I will tell your father also. He will also give you that thing. So he opened my mouth and said, if at this time I will eat this fire in front of all these friends, they will go to my mother and they will also tell my mother. And then mother will give me slap. So I should not do like this in front of this, my cowherd boy. So he told them to close their eyes. And they thought that Krishna might have known that he cannot uccharan his mantra, uccharan, he tell the hymns, utter, and by uttering mantra shakti goes away.
Yeah.
He should not tell anyone this or any our mantra. Only Mahamantra we can tell or do like uccharan. So
they close their eyes.